AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has passed legislation that extends expired health care subsidies for those who get coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Lisa Dwyer has details.
A handful of Republicans voted for the extension in spite of efforts by House Speaker Mike Johnson to stop it. The health care tax breaks that lowered health insurance costs for roughly 22 million people expired last month. The Congressional Budget Office says the proposed three-year extension would increase the nation's deficit by about $80.6 billion over the decade, while increasing the number of people with health insurance by millions. Members of the Senate are working on an alternative bill. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of Minnesota's State Investigations Agency says the U.S. Attorney's Office has barred it from taking part in the investigation into an ICE officer's fatal shooting of a Minneapolis woman. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says
they have not been cut out. They don't have any jurisdiction in this investigation.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is concerned.
We want to make sure that there is a check on this administration to ensure that this investigation is done for justice, not for the sake of a cover-up. That's the underlying concern.
In Oregon, the FBI's Portland office says it's investigating a shooting this afternoon involving Customs and Border Patrol agents that left two people wounded. Portland police say the man and woman were taken to a hospital. No word on their conditions. In Venezuela, the head of the National Assembly says some journalists and activists are being released from prison as a gesture to seek peace. Despite mass detentions after the 2024 election, the Venezuelan government insists it doesn't hold political prisoners. And protests have erupted in Iran's capital following a call by exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi for mass demonstrations. Internet access and telephone lines cut out immediately after the protests began. This is AP News. In Italy, volcano guides are upset. Karen Shamas explains.
Mount Etna's latest eruption, which began on New Year's Day, is producing spectacular lava flows. But in response, authorities have heightened safety measures, including limits on group sizes, excursions only before dusk, and a 660-foot exclusion zone from the lava. Guides and visitors say the new restrictions are excessive and has prompted guides to go on strike for the first time in decades. William Visser, a tourist from Holland, is one of the visitors frustrated by the regulations.
We are waiting now for our guide because it's not allowed to go in without a guide at the moment.
The Sicilian volcano is a popular tourist destination visited by 1.5 million people a year, many of whom trek almost all the way to its summit. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.